get where they can, "Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie. All right. I want you to set a record this morning for the quickest puzzle put together ever." Okay? I had Asher do some of it for me just to give you a chance to really do a good record. So when I count to three, I want you to put the pieces in. Work together as a team. Somebody help Marie here. I hadn't said go yet. What are you doing? Okay. Somebody help Marie. Marie, get up there a little closer. You can help watch them get put in. All right. Ready, set, go. Help each other out. Come on, a little slow. Come on, gang. Push, push, push. If you know where it goes, come on, Marie, get in there, girl. You can do it. Let Marie in there. Help her out. Come on.
I guessed we were going to miss a piece.
You know, let me just tell you, Asher ruins all my children's sermons. And I mean that enough. You guessed it too, but I had Asher put some of the pieces in there ahead of time because I didn't want it to take too long. Who counts the pieces before they start? Because he comes to me and he had already knew how many pieces it took to do the puzzle. And he said, "You're missing a piece." And I just didn't say anything. But you're right. Here is the other piece. And Kate... You knew that I had... Okay, well, why don't you do the children's sermon for me, all right? Why is there... Y'all help me out. Why is there a piece missing?
I don't know.
Okay, now we have a complete picture of the puzzle patch, which, what are they? There's a...
Spider-Man.
Right.
And astronaut.
God and all.
So you have a complete picture, but did it frustrate you a little? Come on in, sweetie. Did it frustrate you a little bit to be missing a piece? Have you ever had like a model that you were building at home and one piece was missing? I know Mr. Sam was complaining not too long ago because he is putting a bed together or something for the baby in Florida and that was missing some pieces. And here's the reason why. When you're missing a piece of the puzzle, the picture isn't complete. And here's the point I want you to see, because I'm going to talk about this a little bit in the sermon. But when you're not a part of a church, what we look like as a picture is incomplete. Because you see, First Baptist Mount Ida, it's made up of you and 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 me. And when you're missing, Mount Ida's not all together here. And it says this in 1 Corinthians, let me get it here. Where is it here? 1 Corinthians 12:24, it says, "Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ." In other words, First Baptist Mount Ida needs someone like Asher counting the pieces of the puzzle before we get started. Because Brother Bill doesn't do that. And we make a good team because we do things that the other person doesn't do. So you're important to our church. We're not complete without you. Always remember that. Okay? Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these kids. I love them very much. And I pray they'd understand how important they are to the church called First Baptist Mount Ida. I ask this in Jesus' name.